This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Saturday, October 23, 2021, and these are the headlines. City residents who are not available on weekdays to get their shots against COVID-19 may do so on Saturdays at the People's Park. Dr. Michelle Sclosser, COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson, said the new schedule is part of the campaign of the city to achieve herd immunity by the end of next month. There are also scheduled vaccination activities at night in other sites, including malls. In other news, law enforcers in Santo Tomas, Davao del Norte arrested Thursday a person behind an entity which the Securities and Exchange Commission flagged for soliciting investments from the public even without the necessary licenses. A police team arrested Arnel T. Arasha based on the arrest warrant issued by Judge Bernard Quijano of the Regional Trial Court Branch 153 in Binyan City, Laguna. Judge Quijano issued the warrant of arrest on a non-bailable syndicated estafa case and two counts for the violation of Sections 8 and 28 of the Securities Regulation Code, which specifically spell out the need for secondary licenses when presenting investment instruments to the public. In September last year, SEC released an advisory warning the public from investing in AGMC as it did not have a legal personality to solicit investments. In business, the Bureau of Internal Revenue padlocked 322 establishments in the first 9 months of 2021 for various tax code violations, which resulted in collections of $1.867 billion in back taxes. BIR Deputy Commissioner Arnel Gubalia said in his report that this accomplishment under the Bureau's Oplan Candado program, including shutting down the operations of two establishments in the month of September, which yielded 290 million pesos in tax collections. In another story, State-Owned Development Bank of the Philippines, or DBP, has approved 38.28 billion pesos in financing assistance to 110 local government units for the first 6 months of the year to accelerate implementation of critical infrastructure and socio-economic development in their respective localities, a top official said. In sports, Filipino gymnast Carlos Yulo is hoping to redeem himself from losing in the Tokyo Olympics as he is set to participate in three events in their final stages at the FIG Artistic Gymnastics World Championships, also in Japan this weekend. Yulo topped the preliminaries in the floor exercises, where he is the defending champion. He is also the man to beat in the parallel bars and expected to also bring home another medal in vault after placing third in the eliminations. In Major League Baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers routed the Atlanta Braves 11-2 behind the three home runs of Chris Taylor. The victory also saved the season of the Dodgers. The sixth game of the National League Championship Series will be played in the rowdy Truist Park as the Braves try to wrap up the series in their favor in their own park. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.